Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida's COVID-19 death toll has surpassed 15,000 as the state detected more than 2,500 new virus cases in the last day. Health officials have tallied 139 new deaths. More than 2,100 patients are being treated in Florida hospitals for COVID-19. That's a slight decrease from yesterday. Florida residents who have not paid their electricity bills during the COVID-19 pandemic will have their power disconnected. That's after the Florida Public Service Commission sided with utility companies yesterday. Veronica Zurikovia reports opponents say this puts people's health at risk in what's already a dangerous pandemic.
John Burnett is an attorney with FPL and Gulf Power. He says they've been reaching out to customers about payment options.
Unfortunately, it is FPL and Gulf's experience that most customers experiencing hardships do not engage the company or seek assistance until they receive final notice.
Mary Corujedo is the Florida State Director at the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC. She says when people's electricity gets cut, it means their medication may go bad, they can't circulate air in their homes, they can't cook, and they might end up in crowded shelters.
We really need to press for our elected officials to come up with a plan so that both sides are able to meet their needs and that we are not putting people in danger by evicting them or by requiring them to pay bills that they can't pay right now.
The utility companies have begun disconnections. They told the commission they may consider waiving reconnection fees. I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
About 8,800 part-time union workers at Walt Disney World will be part of the 28,000 layoffs in Disney's Parks Division in California and Florida. The layoffs of the part-time union workers were announced today by the Service Trades Council Union, which is a coalition of six unions that represent 43,000 workers at Disney. The addition of the union workers to the almost 6,500 non-union layoffs already announced brings the Disney-related job losses in Florida to more than 15,000 workers. Wisconsin's governor has called in the National Guard ahead of an expected announcement about whether a police officer would face charges in the fatal shooting of a black teenager in February. Governor Tony Evers said in a news release today that he activated the National Guard to help police protect the public and infrastructure in a Milwaukee suburb. He didn't say how many troops were being sent to the city, citing security reasons. The Milwaukee County District Attorney is expected to announce later today whether police officer Joseph Mensa will be charged in the February shooting death of 17-year-old Alvin Cole outside of a mall. Local officials have closed City Hall ahead of possible protests. This week, the Miami-Dade Commission voted to name a street after a former Colombian president who is under house arrest and may be charged with crimes ranging from bribery to crimes against humanity. Danny Rivero reports on the controversy surrounding the naming of a Florida street after Alvaro Uribe.
In November, voters in Doral will vote on whether the city should allow streets, parks, or other facilities to be named after people who are still alive. Jesse Jones is the head of Doral's Charter Review Commission. Every 5 years, the group gets together to suggest changes to the charter. Jones says the last thing the referendum is about is politics. But naming a street in Miami-Dade County after former Colombian President Alvaro Uribe has turned political. That's because Uribe is under house arrest in Colombia over allegations that he tampered with witnesses, in a case looking into mass killings by paramilitary groups. And the main person pushing that street renaming now has his eyes on Doral.
We're supporting it. I am supporting it. I hope people vote in.
Fabio Andrade is a Colombian-American activist who's become kind of a middleman between Colombia and the White House. He says there's no problem with naming streets or buildings after someone who's still alive.
If he makes a mistake, you take it down. What's the big deal? The big deal is not recognizing an individual that has done a standing service to our community while he's alive.
The question will come before Doral voters on the November ballot. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.
Florida's chief information officer is blaming misconfigured computer servers for the crash of the state's voter registration system. Chief information officer Jamie Grant told the Associated Press today that no one meant to deny people the right to vote, but he says the servers had been configured in a way that reduced the system's capacity to a fraction of what it was capable of. The system overloaded and crashed as more than a million attempts an hour were made to register just before the deadline. Governor Ron DeSantis allowed 7 more hours of registration yesterday. Voter advocates want a judge to give people more time. After crossing the Yucatan Peninsula earlier today, Hurricane Delta has now moved into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says conditions there are favorable for reintensification. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says that Delta is expected to track well west of Florida. There will likely be some indirect impacts to portions of the panhandle.
In addition to the strengthening, Delta is likely to nearly double in geographic size by the time it makes landfall in Louisiana on Friday. So some of the outer bands are likely to move as far east as the Emerald Coast, especially by Saturday. Beach erosion, coastal flooding, and dangerous rip currents are also expected through the weekend from the rough surf Delta will create.
Huffman says that only a slight nudge east of its current forecast track could still bring storm surge and tropical storm wind risk into Pensacola and the rest of the panhandle, but that risk is low at the present time. Delta is poised to be the 10th U.S. landfall of a tropical system this season, which would break a record dating back to 1851. Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.